Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Hello, Dina. This is Heather Drummond.
Hi, Heather.
So I just talked to the VA.
Okay.
They are not going to approve a nurse. Okay?
Okay.
So I was pretty sure of that already, but I just wanted to reiterate that with this social worker.
Okay.
I'm going to call and see the earliest I can get rested. But for right now, do you have someone who can start in the next week or so?
I believe we do. I have
with
your
25. The regular 25 hours. So as soon as I get a discharge date, he'll get the 25, and he doesn't get the respite. It might take me another week to pull the respite card at this point. Did you think you do have someone available?
Yes, it's in Philadelphia, so Philadelphia, there's always a line of aides looking for people. I have your requirements here. I have that you're looking for Monday through Friday, 9 to 2, Monday and Friday, 9 to 2, I'm sorry, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, 9 to 1.
Hold on, say it again.
Monday and Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., Tuesday,
okay.
Thursday, and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Oh, so I have more on Saturday. Okay. So what date? I don't have them on Wednesday.
So that's just the schedule I have here that you told me on the beginning of February. But if that changed, that's all
okay.
Right. Just let me know.
Okay. 9, 10, 11, 12. If I change the schedule from 9 to 12, how many hours does that give me to add on a Wednesday?
So 9 to 12 Monday through Friday?
Yeah. How many hours does that give me?
So that would add up to 15 hours a week. So you can do 9 to 1 Monday through Friday. You can do 9 to 1 Monday through Friday, and then Saturday you can do 9 to 12.
That might be the solution right now. Okay.
9 to 12. All right. So we're going to start reaching out. Just let me know what's going on with the Resta if you're able to get him home. And in the meantime, we'll see who's available in the area. Okay?
Okay.
All right. All right. You said within the next week, right? So
yes.
Maybe end of next week, maybe?
I'll give you more as I know. I'd really like to be able to interview the person.
Yeah, okay. You want to meet them?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So we can actually start people coming, like, later today, tomorrow, so I can get through people. Because I don't know how many people you guys have. The other agency just had, like, one person. So
okay.
I like to have several people as an option.
Okay.
Okay.
All
yeah.
right. So we'll start looking now, and we'll call you when we find someone and schedule an in-person interview.
Yeah. As I said, I prefer somebody with some nursing experience just in case.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And they're
going
to definitely have to help them with bathing and bathing, toileting, and even sometimes standing. But I think it's just time to bring him home and do the best we can with him here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have another option at this point because he keeps falling there and they're not rehabbing him enough. I can rehab him here a lot.
Yeah, okay. I understand. All right. I'll reach out. We'll see what we can find. We'll look for the most experienced. You know, I know that that's important to Robert, so we'll definitely make sure it's someone who has some kind of experience.
Sounds like a plan. Okay.
Okay, great. We'll be in touch, Heather. You have a good one.
All right, bye.
Bye.